I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Bob off today. And very excited to bring on our next guest. We have the Coaches versus Cancer event coming up. It's hosted by the men's and women's basketball coaches from Duquesne, RMU, and Pitt. And the event is Tuesday, September 9th at PPG Winter Garden, starting at 5:30 p.m. And the featured speaker that night is the one and only Sam Clancy. And Big Sam is on the Sullivan Super Service. 4-year starter for the Panthers, average 14 points, 12 rebounds per game. He's the only Pitt player ever to score more than 1,000 points and grab over 1,000 rebounds in his career. And then he goes and plays in the NFL and goes to spend some time with the Phoenix Suns as well. One of the greatest athletes in our city's history. Played over 10 years in the NFL with the Browns, Colts, Seahawks, had 30 sacks, 7 fumble recoveries. Do we even talk about Sam Clancy enough? This guy's an unbelievable legend. Limits, I'm assuming you'll tell me when we have him, yes? In the meantime, let's talk Bubba Chandler. He got recalled today. Seems very curious that he's going to be doing bulk relief work. Why isn't he coming up here to start? That's the odd thing to me here. Does anybody else find that odd out there? Now, if you're in a pennant race, yeah, we've seen guys recalled before, and you put them into any role that you can right off the bat. They just help you win. Well, the Pirates don't win. They lose a lot. I mean, how could this be? Chandler will initially be used in a bulk role out of the bullpen, similar to how rookie right-hander Braxton Ashcraft has been deployed. Why? Why is that? Are there no spots open in the rotation? You can't create a spot? You can't give him a taste right off the bat of what it's like to start in a major league game? I don't understand that. He hasn't actually been pitching real well at Indy either, which is a bit of an issue. Maybe he should have been called up, you know, much earlier in the season, something like that. So I don't know. It feels like even the exciting things that happen are somehow dampened down around here. It's crazy. Limits, what do you think of Bubba Chandler in a bulk relief role? You ready to watch this? He comes into a 9-1 game in the sixth inning.
Yeah, kind of surprised by it. A little strange. Did not see it coming. Thought that ultimately with moving Heaney to the bullpen, it would open up a spot for Chandler to be able to be there, but I'm a little confused by it. They tried it with Majinski a little bit this year. They've done it with some other starters like they did with Harrington for a little bit. I thought that they would just immediately plug him into the starting rotation, so a little puzzled by it.
I'm a lot puzzled by it. I'll go a step further. I'm a lot puzzled by it, but at least we do get to see him in some capacity. And then Connor Griffin, the numbers that this guy is putting up are ridiculous right now, and he's been promoted to Double A. And you may see him, maybe he'll be the one guy who really gets fast-tracked through the Pirates system. Maybe he will. I mean, he's on track. When you look at some other young players like Jackson Chorio for the Brewers, he's on track to do that, to kind of make that kind of leap. In Double A, in his first game, he was 1-for-4 with a stolen base. His numbers, like I said, in Single A, and then High A were just ridiculous. I mean, his OPS is near 1,000, slugging over 500, on base over 400, hitting around 330 combined, a combined 16 homers, a combined 31 doubles. And this is in, like, I don't know, 400 at-bats, something like that. I mean, just crazy stuff. So the question is, when do we see him, and who plays shortstop in the meantime? And I suppose right now it looks like Jared Triola would be that guy. And you can hear the trumpet go, mm. Is that the sound a trumpet makes, Limits, when you have that sound that everything? That.
Yeah, trombone.
That, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think Jared Triola until Connor Griffin gets here. Anyway, we're efforting Sam Clancy and should have him hopefully any moment now. Meantime, the two big stories today, other than Bubba Chandler, are Big Ben going nuts about Aaron Rodgers, saying he saw him, and this is on Ben's Football and Podcast, saw him at the joint practice last week and said him and DK Metcalf, if they keep Rodgers upright, will be unbelievable together. So, as I open the show, between that and the Cam Hayward hold-in, which appears to be finished, what does that mean exactly? Those are the two big stories. But Sam's on the line.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every hue from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Sam, how are you, man?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We appreciate you joining us.
How you doing?
Real good. We have the Coaches versus Cancer event coming up, and I know, Sam, you're going to be the featured speaker that night, September 9th at PPG Winter Garden. The event starts at 5:30. You've had your own cancer battle, Sam. And I know it was very difficult. How are you feeling these days?
I feel great. I've been in remission for about maybe 3.5 years. Had a great team that's worked with me. I had bladder cancer, because of the bladder cancer, I had to damage my kidney, one of my kidneys also. So I had to get a kidney removed at the same time they were removing the cancer. So, but I'm doing great. You know, God is good, and here I am.
Man, that's great to hear. It really is. We've had you on our show. I remember when Ron was here. Now Ron is happily in retirement, drinking beer and walking the beach in Florida. He's happily in retirement, but we've had you on the show a number of times. And I don't know, I feel like I've asked you bunches of questions that I may re-ask you, but I love your story so much that I don't even care if it's a repeat story, nor do I remember, because I can't even remember what I had for breakfast today. What was your favorite of the two sports, football or basketball? You were great at both of them, and you had opportunities to play in the pros, and you chose football. What was your first love?
Well, my first love, because would be basketball, truthfully, is who I would say created Sam Clancy. You know, and if you can remember back in those days, though, the going to Fifth Avenue High School where the student body is only 500 and you're ranked number 2 in the country, and then you go to Brashear at a brand new school and you rank 3 in the country, where we had nobody over 6'7". You know, Bill Clark and I was only 2 big guys, and so it was honored. So it was who I was and became. And I always tell everybody, I think anybody who can play basketball, I think they can play any sport because of what you have to do athletically on a basketball court. I think you can process that, even though you have to learn some different muscles, train some different muscles playing like football. But I think it's an easy process if you're not afraid to get hit in the mouth, because you will get hit in the mouth.
Well, you're the perfect guy to ask this question. There's more and more specialization in youth sports. I've seen it even with my daughter where everybody, you know, coaches want you to focus. You got to focus on this sport year round. You got to play club. You got to play high school. You got to practice, you know, every Tuesday and Saturday, just one sport. Isn't it more advantageous? Isn't it better to play a number of sports for a young kid, even for the sport they want to play?
Yes. I think it is. For one, I think when you play multiple sports, you're doing different muscle training. We had a strength coach that was here, and he's with Arizona now, buddy. And he used to always get mad when we get an athlete that only played one sport, because now he got to train them the football his way. You know, so but when you play multiple sports, I think an athlete have a chance to really excel in all sports, and then pick the one that he really loves, or be smart enough to play 2 in college, which I wasn't. You know, you can play several sports though. But every kid just started off to me from when I think the first sport you should play is soccer.
Wow!
Now there was no soccer around when I was playing, but I had a chance to coach soccer when one of my sons was 5 years old, and I was playing with the Colts at the time, and he was playing in Strongville, Ohio. So I would come back home in the summer and coach soccer because nobody wanted to coach the kids. We were new to the neighborhood. And but the training, every coach is telling you what? Bend your knees, move your feet, get lower, slide. Boom. I think every kid's first sport should be soccer, even though I know nothing about it. but just seeing what they do with their feet, and every coach, as you get older, is all about footwork. You know, everything is about bend your knees, how low you can be, and you see that come into play as you get older.
Sam, I'm reading a story out of the Trib right now. It says way back in 76, you graduated from high school in 77. You had 3 schools that were hot after you, and that was Pitt, Ohio State, and NC State. And as this story goes, it was Tony Dorsett who helped make up your mind. Is that true? Can you tell us that story?
No, yeah, that's real true. Well, those were my favorite 3 schools. I had over 200 schools that was recruiting me, but those are 3 schools that I narrowed it down to. Pitt, you know, I was at every one of their football games and basketball games. I grew up watching Billy Knight, Kurt Bruce, Keith Starr, those guys. So I was a big fan of coming to Pitt anyway. But I went down to visit Ohio State when they were playing the University of Michigan. So this is at the football game, and what's their coach, the legendary coach, Woody Hayes.
Yeah.
Woody Hayes was down there, and I know Woody. I remember Woody Hayes' name, and don't remember the basketball coach's name. But I went down there, and then they take me into the locker room after the game. That was the first time I seen 100,000+ people at a football game, all dressed in red. And Woody Hayes, you know, come right up to me. He knew who I was, and the reason why I eliminated Ohio State real fast is because he goes, son, if you come to Ohio State, you can play football and basketball. You know, so he already, you know, I'm down on the basketball recruitment, and he had like kind of did, and the basketball coach just went in the corner and put his tail in the corner and didn't say nothing because it was Woody Hayes.
Right.
You know, so I was kind of disappointed that the coach just said, no, coach, it's basketball first. And then if he wants to play football, maybe we could talk about that. But either he said nothing, though. He just put his tail in between his legs and went in the corner and let Woody do all the talking. This is like I was on a football recruit.
Right.
So, and then with North Carolina State, Norm Sloan was the coach down there, though. And the reason I wanted to go down there because all the players had Corvettes. So, you know, not to get them in any trouble.
That would have been nice, drive around a Corvette.
Yeah, it would have been nice, though, to see me in a Corvette, though. But, but Tony Grossett sealed the deal with me, though. And I was a fan of Tony, followed him his 4 years here at Pitt and when he was in high school also. So I knew what kind of athlete he was, though. But I did not know him on a personal level until that day. Now Tony and I are so such good friends. And when Tony was, we get ready to play, either, it was either Penn State or West Virginia we get ready to play. And Tony ran off the sideline. I'm there on the sideline with other recruits from other sports. And it, you know, Tony knew who I was. And he said, Sam, I'm telling you, stay home, man. It's going to benefit you. I tell you, the people in Pittsburgh, man, will never, ever forget you. He said, stay home, man. And then he said, make your mom proud, man. You know, stay home while she can attend the game. Stay home while your dad can attend the game. So, that did it for me. And, you know, coming to Tony Dorsett, and here the year he won the Heisman, and telling me to stay home. Yeah. I win nothing like the Heisman, though, but it was beneficial staying home at Pitt.
I love that story. And then I'm reading all kinds of different things about you, even as we speak. You played in the Pan American Games in 1979 and helped the U.S. win a gold medal for Bobby Knight. What was that experience like?
It was an experience. That's what it was. So but it was a great opportunity for me, for one. You know, and I was the All-American honorable mention, made All-American 1 year, and most of the time I was always honorable mention. So I'm on this team with all these great athletes, Kevin McHale, Ralph Sampson coming out of high school, Isaiah Thomas coming out of high school, Michael Korn, if you can remember these guys from North Carolina,
oh, yeah.
Ronnie Lester from Iowa, all these All-Americans, Donovan Valentine from Utah, Danny Rains from Utah. So it was an opportunity to play with all these great athletes. And I remember being down there. We were down in Bloomington, and Bobby Knight loved a guy who get after it, though. Especially he loved a guy who is whipping up on all of his great superstars, because everybody who was on the team, their coach was on the committee. Now, Gergerich wasn't on the committee, you know, so anyway, I was down there, and Mike Jaminski was on that team. He was the biggest name of all of us at the time, I guess. And I'm only a sophomore, and Bobby Knight, I think, loved the way I just whipped up on some of the guys who was supposed to be the premier player. He did. And so 2 days before the list come out on who made the team, George Raveling, who was at the University of Washington then, he came to me. He said, hey, Sam, I am a good friend with Tim Gergerich, and I want you to know. He said, Coach Knight, love you. He said, hey, you got a spot on the team. You got 2 days. Don't say nothing. Just don't mess it up. You know, so 2 days, I even went harder. I don't even know I can go harder. You know, and I even went harder. I couldn't call my family and tell them. I had to wait till the list come out that I was on the team. And so that was a thrill for me just being with those guys and having the honor to play for Coach Knight, who is legendary. Everybody know that. I love him playing. I love when he was doing the ESPN games here because I would go and speak to him all the time. And, you know, and he would come and we would talk and we'd chat. And he would tell you who he thought on that team was the best guys who would probably be the best players in the NBA. He thought Michael Brooks, out of all those stars, he thought Michael Brooks from LaSalle was the best player of that whole team.
Wow.
You know, but it was a experience playing for him. The knowledge that he has defensively, offensively, the way he coached, there's no holes barred, no take, no BS. I love that, though, because, you know, I mean, I came that way with Gergovich.
What a story. And how many guys in history have played at that level? I mean, I think of Dick Groat as one. I guess I think of Antonio Gates. But, man, I don't know, winning gold medals for your country in basketball and putting up all the numbers at Pitt and then having a 10-year NFL career. It's the great Sam Clancy. He'll be speaking September 9th at PPG Winter Garden. Event Coaches versus Cancer starts at 5:30 p.m. Sam, we appreciate the time, man. Glad you're feeling good these days. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, guys, and support Coaches versus Cancer because it helped the American Cancer Society, you know, to cure, find a cure for this disease, which affects every family. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Sam.
All right, thank you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.